Okay, so yesterday you will recall, no doubt, that we discussed the basic approach to the machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and the Ritva on the other hand. The Ritva says that we do the yachatz at the beginning of the Seder, and the Rambam and Rashi mentioned doing yachatz in conjunction with the Hamotzi, either before the Hamotzi or before the Balachilas Matzah in the case of Rashi. Right? Okay. And we said, basically, the question comes down to, it's true that the Talmud says that since Matzah is called Lechem Oni, Madarko She'oni B'Prusa Afkam B'Prusa, but now the question becomes, well, when do I have to make it a Prusa? Do I have to make it a Prusa when I eat? Must I eat like an Ani? Oh, if I must eat like an Ani, then the Rambam says you have to be Botzeah like an Ani. If I simply have to do my Magid with the item that is Lechem Ani, then when I start Magid, because Sipur must be done B'Shal Shem Matzah Menachem Lefanecha, I have to render my Matzah Lechem Oni before I start my Magid. And you see that expressed, you know, differently here in the Ritva and in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They all pretty much follow that same Mahalach. Let's just quickly, yesterday we were a little bit rushed, let's quickly read through those last three Ma'ar Mekomos, and then I'd like to do this run. Okay? Daniel, would you like to do the honors?
Let me read the last guy.
Well, let's start with the Ritva quickly.
It's a little difficult.
We'll just quickly run through the Ritva and the Beis Yosef, and then we'll take a look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Good. So the Ritva says the minig is, the common practice is to do what? After karpas, kadesh orchatz karpas,
yachatz.
The Torah says that's a common practice. Take a matzah and machalken osa. What is machalken osa?
Split it, break it, distribute.
Sometimes it means distribute. Here it doesn't mean. Here it means to divide. To divide, like the lashon chelek, right? The chalukas haoretz, the being divided up. Divide the matzah up into portions, into pieces. Right. You take one piece of the matzah and you put it away in a mapa for what purpose? For what we call the kezayis matzah shebachrona, or they generally refer to as the afikoman suflin. Now there is an interesting question in Rishonim. It's not for now. But which matzah is the matzah with which I'm yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Right? Is it the matzah that you eat at the beginning of the Seder, or is it the matzah that you eat at the end of the Seder? All right?
Only if I'm yotzei, what do you mean?
Does he say which piece it is? No, I know what you're asking. I think in some places it does say put the larger piece for X. I don't recall offhand which one is which, but the chart wouldn't really matter. If you broke it exactly equal, it'd be okay also. I think the easiest to put the larger piece away for Afikoman. Is to what? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. In terms of kazayas from this one piece, you're going to have to be mashlam with other matzah. We'll discuss this another when we... My question?
Yeah, your original one. Are you to your matzah in the beginning or through or the one?
When, if I ask you, when do you fulfill the mitzvah achilas matzah?
Whenever I'm supposed to eat matzah, no? When I see alechet matzah, no?
I'm just telling you, that's not so pashut.
Are you saying is my original motzi matzah one, or is it the one I'm eating?
Forget, I'm not asking about a bracha. Bracha is a totally separate question. Forget about brachas. You're right, you do make achilas matzah on the matzah that you eat at the beginning of the Seder. I'm asking, is that when you yotzi the mitzvah of matzah, or are you yotzi the mitzvah of matzah at the end? Which one is eaten for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah? We're not going to discuss that now. That's a question that we could deal with. But it's You know, we somewhat take it for granted that you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah that you eat at the beginning of the meal. That's when I make the bracha.
Right.
That's when I eat matzah for the first time. I'm telling you, in reality, it's not like that necessarily according to all the Mishonim. Some Mishonim say, no, it's not the matzah that you eat until the end of the meal, which is yotze the mitzvah.
And SB.
And SB?
Not so posh.
Not so posh, right.
At which point you can't do anything.
Gets you this issue. Daniel, we miss you in person. So again, the Ritva says that the minig is to break this matzah at the beginning of the Seder. You put it part of it away for the kezayis that's eaten at the end of the meal. The omrim, and they say shehu zeichel and mesharos some tsurios besimlo. Some mention that the wrapping up of the matzah in this mappa, in this cloth, in the afikomen bag, is zeicher to what it says in the Torah with regard to the eating of the Karban Pesach, that they ate the Karban Pesach with their loins girded and their walking sticks and their stuff was ready to go. Right, everything was wrapped up and ready to go because they were going to leave.
So what's it literally mean? Let me show some sort of similar.
I think it means their parcels were wrapped up in their garments.
Parcels? Do you have an English word for that?
What?
Do you have an English word for
that's,
that?
That's English.
Yeah, parcels.
I mean,
wow.
Okay. So, v'haprusa ha'acheres. What do we do with the other prusa?
I hope you washed it.
Prusa ha'acheres manichin osa bikarva ima ha'acheres.
You put the other half of the matzah down on the table, on the ka'ara, with the remaining matzos. Now, it is mashma from that there's more than one matzah that remains, according to the Ritva.
So, shleimus, you're using matzah. So, you're saying you're leaving this other one.
You take the broken matzah, you put half of it away for afikoman, and the other half you return to the ka'ara with the other matzah.
Your ka'ara, aka, is your challah plate, per se.
Yeah. You ever notice how some people have their matzah tray and the seder plate together, built in together? Matzah's underneath and the seder plate's on top. It doesn't have to be that way, I'm just saying.
I said, what you mean, like the korach, the maror?
That's
thing,
the ka'ara,
that
yeah.
Guy?
Yeah. Okay?
So it takes up less table space.
Right. I mean, all this those things are not necessary per se. They just You always talk about the shulchan. They always mevina la shulchan. Lashon of the Gemara is that the things are brought on the table. Karo is just a way of organizing in a certain order and keeping things a little bit neater. But I don't know when the first karo was used. Until that time, the things were just put directly on the table.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what does the Ritva take note of? Ubi
Gemara
in zecho davar zeh. There's no mention of breaking matzah at this point in the Seder. Kiddush, yes. Karpas, yes. Magid, yes. But Yachatz, breaking the matzah at this moment in time, there's no mention of that. V'lo yadon lama parson asachshav. We don't really know why we do it. That's the Ritva talking.
Or Yachatz, we're saying.
Exactly. Right.
What did the Rabbi say that lived?
No, he's saying my rebbeim, they should live and be well.
Oh.
Omrali.
Jimmy Pneshi who wrote Salomar, Halachmanya with Tirachal Shalani.
Tirachal Shalani and Prusa, so too over here.
No, but see, he's saying it should be done.
He's saying right. he's taking note of the fact that practically how is Yachatz done? It's done before Magid. Well, why should it be done before Magid? There's no mention of that in the Talmud. There's no good reason for it. Oh, so you know why that is? This is my Rebbeim told me that it's because we're about to say Halach Manya. So what? And since it says in the Talmud, Ma Dako Shalani Bepusa Afkan Bepusa, makes sense to break it now. So we explained yesterday is that it's a din in Magid. That the matzah needs to be rendered Prusa for Magid's sake. I'm about to say Halach Manya. I'm about to start the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I'm speaking about matzah. I have to render the matzah in all of its forms now. It can't just be the bread of freedom. It can't just be the bread which reflects the fact that the Jews left Mitzrayim in a hurried fashion and therefore it didn't have a chance to rise. But it also must have this other qualification of lechem oni.
So the matzah, when it's whole, is reflecting Paris? And
both. I think even when it's broken, it still has that aspect, but it's lacking lechem oni on some level until it's broken.
So lechem oni comes from the prusa component.
Well, again, we mentioned yesterday that there were three qualifications or three understandings of lechem oni. Either it's lechem shon lov dor harbe, or madako shoni beprusa, or the way that Dani bakes his bread. Okay? So the Ritva is unlike the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason why we break the matzah is because you have to eat like an ani. If you're going to eat like an ani, when does it make the most sense to break the bread? Break it at Hamotzi. Right then, right before you're going to sit down to be kovei your meal, then render it lechem oni. Now, you're going to eat. You're eating like an ani. So you ask me, what about lechem mishnah for the Rambam? Apparently the Rambam says, and I think this is what the Rav explained, that for the Rambam, Seder night, lechem mishnah was different. Lechem mishnah included a prusa. Lechem oni redefined lechem mishnah for the Seder night. We're going to see another approach to that question in a moment.
If the matzah, if you go by reason three, that the oni is in a rush to use the oven, then the expression of heiris is also an expression of oni.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't need a prusa, and it has nothing to do with lechem shon lom dvar harbe. It's inherent in the matzah. Right.
Does that make sense? That freedom should reflect being an ani?
It doesn't reflect being an ani in the sense that it's demonstrative of you being poor. It's just made in the same way that a poor person would make his food. Now, it could be the reason why we do it that way is to recount the fact that we left in a hurried fashion.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean that it's reflective of the fact that you are an ani.
Yeah.
Right? You're right. According to that third reason, it has nothing to do with being in an impoverished state per se.
Yeah.
Neither does the first answer. The first answer, lechem shalom lov dvar harbe, has nothing to do with being an ani either.
Yeah.
All right? Take a look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel. See it? He too, like the Ritva, nos nos on tachas hamapa, zeichel mishar osam. See, Dr. J, in case there was any question about that language, the Beis Yosef specifically tells us where it's from. Kach kosev
harokeach.
Oh. Where are we chilling here? I feel like I have to make mention of this. There is a brand that makes kosher Passover food. Very often I'll hear people pronounce it rokeach.
It's rokeach.
And I find it very irritating.
Yeah.
It's clearly not. It clearly comes from the same word. Rokeach, Meiser Rokeach.
Yeah.
So
they also make candles called Rokeach.
Make a lot of things, but you hear
people see that.
Yes,
people probably can't say chah. Maybe
no, I won't. Okay. Yeah, it was popular in a certain generation.
Rokeach.
Yeah, I'll be early. Hakolbo, Yira says the Rokeach and the Kolbo. And Kolbo writes, Haminig lechalka kodem sheyikra hagada. The minig is to divide it, to split it, to break it when. Kodem sheyikra ha'agada, kedei sheyomar aleha halach ma'anya. You're going to say about the matzah, this is the bread of oni. This is very similar to the Ritva. So therefore, mal oni prusa av kama prusa. You have to make the matzah into lechem oni before you can speak about it as being lechem oni. You're going to see the Ritva doesn't necessarily drive home that point per se. It just says you're about to say halach ma'anya. But the Beis Yosef takes us slightly further and says, "Sheyomer aleha halach ma'anya." In order that you could say on it halach ma'anya, you have to break it now. Otherwise, you can't appropriately refer to it as halach ma'anya until it's madarko shalni prusa afkan be prusa.
Halach ma'anya.
This is the bread of affliction. That's the way it's translated. Now we know it's not only
behold,
the bread of affliction.
Behold, bread
right.
of affliction.
Right. Halach. This is. Okay?
Okay.
Now that's much later, by the way. The halach manya was introduced to the Haggadah much later. Not a product of the Talmud. You see that everything else in the Haggadah is basically Lashon HaKodesh. Many psukim, many. Halach manya goes right before Magid, but I'm saying it's written in Aramaic. It's a product of a much later period of time.
Why is this prayer in Aramaic? Aren't all those prayers supposed to be in Hebrew?
Right.
You heard that one?
There's a lot of discussion about
that. Sister, I think.
Okay? All right, let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and then I want to try to explain this run. Okay? Shulchan Aruch Harav. Who's reading the Shulchan Aruch Harav? Daniel?
Sure.
Go ahead. The bottom of the first page. Umiktsasa hasheni.
Umiktsasa hasheni starts with zero. The karo.
Good. So you notice that the Shulchan Aruch Rav already takes for granted that we're using three matzahs. Many of the Rishonim understood we're using two matzahs. The Shulchan Aruch Rav came much later, obviously at the time when it had already been commonplace in most Ashkenazi areas to use three matzahs. The Rosh already notices that we use three matzahs. If you look at the end of Simen Lamed, right, he says, Nohagu ha'om la'asos shalosh matzos. He doesn't mean that they make three matzos. He means that they use three matzos. So Shulchan Aruch Rav also is taking for granted that we're using three matzos. So you break that matzah and you put it back among the other shleimos. For what purpose? Stop there. Let me just tell you an important thing about the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I know it's not such a widely used resource in this yeshiva. In many places, I think it's undervalued. When you go through an area in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, forget about whether it's halacha l'maisa. I don't mean necessarily to extract the psach, but just the way he describes things, the way he talks about things. If you look at the lashon that he uses, he adds very important language. Look what he says here. You see, you got a certain sense from the Ritva, you got a certain sense from the Beis Yosef, but look what he adds here with just a few more words. Kedei lomar lav ha'agada. Okay, that's essentially like the Beis Yosef, essentially like the Ritva. Lafishat. Now this is additional. Why is it according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav that you have to make it lachamoni now? That you have to make it a poros now? Not just because you're going to say halach ma'anya and you're going to say the sipor, but because since matzah and sipor are integrally tied one to the other.
What does this
mean? I'm explaining right now. Since matzah and sipor are integrally tied one to the other, and sipor must specifically be done when b'shal shem matzah u'moru munachim lafanecha, you need the presence of matzah so that you can engage in sipor. So what type of matzah are you going to have? Let's say you had a box of matzah ashira on the table. Would that suffice? No. It has to be the same type of matzah with which you could be yotze yechiv. And if you need to have lechem only, so you must render the matzah lechem only now before you start sipur. Not so much because you're going to call it halach ma'anya, but because you need matzah for sipur. You need matzah, you need a prusa, you need lechem only for sipur in general.
So you're saying the same thing basically as
Ritva? He's saying essentially the same thing, but I'm saying I think he's taking a step further and saying that you need it so that you can engage in sipur. Not just because you're going to speak about it as being...
Yesterday we said, I thought that the Ritva was one who said that yesterday.
The Ritva says that you're going to start...
No, it's a din and sipor. I wrote that yesterday.
It is a din and sipor, yeah. It's a din and sipor. And I'm saying this goes a step beyond that. And this says that sipor demands that you have kosher matzah. That you have matzah with which you could be yotzei the mitzvah. Yes, Beis Yosef and the Ritva both learn that it's a din in sipor, not a din in your eating, like the Rambam does. But I'm saying Shulchan Aruch Rav goes a step further and saying, yeah, it's a din in sipor, but that sipor requires that you have this because otherwise you don't have matzah. You don't have matzah with which you can be yotzei the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Right? Sipor demands matzah with which you can be yotzei the chiyuv of achilas matzah. You need lechem oni. So lechem oni has to be the paras.
It's fulfilled with four. There are four L's in fulfill.
Now let's take a look at the Ran. So now we have that basic approach. Like I said, I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav just takes it one step further. Now let's take a look at the... You know what? We could finish the Shulchan Aruch Rav first. V'darshu chacham she'onin alo dvarim harbei. When we tell she'anem ar lechem oni chaser vav, v'darshu chachamim lechem oni.
What'd you jump to?
Ma darko she'oni beprusa, afkan beprusa. She'hamatza she'yotzei bo yidei chavaso lo sihi yeshleima. The matzah with which you yotze the chiyuv of al-achilas matzah should not be a shleima.
Where are you?
The last two lines of the Shulchan Aruch Rav.
We're reading Beis Yosef.
No. We're reading the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Right? Ela prusa. Va'aleha yomer ha'agada. Since it's the prusa specifically with which you are yotze, which bracha do you make, on which matzah do you make al-achilas matzah?
Say again.
Which matzah do you make al-achilas matzah?
Prusa.
On the prusa. Why?
Gotcha.
That's the lechem oni. That's the one that you're, again, assuming that afikoman's not in the equation right now, that's the one that you yotze the chiyuv with. That's the one that you fulfill the mitzvah chilas masa, and therefore it must be prusa now when you start magid. Later, when you eat the matzah, you're going to make achilas matzah on your prusa. But now that you're starting sipor, you need matzah. Well, what kind of matzah are you going to have? Can't be a shleima, because you need matzah that you can be yotzei yechiyev with. And the matzah you yotzei yechiyev with is the prusa. Ve'alav yomer ha'agadah. And you need that matzah before you could recite the Haggadah. Not just because you're saying halach ma'anya, but because sipor demands kasher matzah. I'm saying that it's essentially the same camp as the Ritva Beis Yosef, but taken slightly further. Do you see that, Daniel? Okay. Okay, is that clear? Everyone clear so far? All right, let's take a look at this Ran. This is a fascinating Ran. I'm just going to give you a little of the backstory to this Ran.
I suppose Akshav, like Brett Favre.
Wait, did you say this is going
to be... Do that?
That might... I might...
It's a call, no?
I don't know about what you're referring to. I see
no,
why
you... Because Favre is F-A-V...
No, this is a mistake. It's supposed to be Akshav.
Right, I'm just saying he spells it like...
No, he doesn't... Let me see, 1 second.
Not every single time he goes out of your
eye,
is it an utterance
in
your phrase?
Give me 1 second. No, in the actual run, it's spelled properly. It might have been my mistype or my...
You typed this off.
Sometimes if I copy and paste from a database and then I have to fix it, or maybe I made a mistake. So either they have it wrong or I fixed up.
You didn't come company.
You take the time to prepare the
sheet. Well, how else do you think this happened?
Yeah, good point. Inductive logic.
He's impressed.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so let me give you. Does that make you feel like you want to be more attentive now?
Yes.
Whatever it takes. More focused. More well rested.
That's right. Putting in all this time, we have to show up.
Throw the guy a bone. I mean, come on. How much work he puts into this year. All right. The Ran that's not on the sheet. The Ran before the quote on the sheet. Is discussing a shita, an understanding rather, of Rav Haigon. The Talmud says that that on Pesach, everyone agrees that on Pesach you could use a prusa and a shlema for hamotzi, for lechem mishnah. Right? Why? Because it says lechemoni. That's the Gemara, essentially.
You can use a something on a prusa. What word you use for?
A whole and a broken one. So Rav Haigon, quoted by a number of the Rishonim, says, oh, 1 second. When the Gemara says that everyone agrees on Passover, you can use a prusa, it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to do that. It doesn't mean you should go out of your way to do that. It means that for whatever reason, all you have is broken matzah, then yeah, you could do that. You could use broken matzah in lieu of whole matzos, or whole loaves, because we have a special understanding of the nature of bread on Pesach, and that is lachamoni. Okay? So the Ran says, you know what? We're really choshesh for that sheet of Rav Haigon, and we don't want to go out of our way to break matzos and to make broken loaves, because really we understand that in an ideal setting, we want to have shleimim. We want to have lechem mishnah, Moshe Kosov, right? Whole loaves, the way it should be, the way it normally is, Shabbos and Yontif. Why should it be any different? Okay, lechem oni. But the Rav Haigon says, but lechem oni is just like a special heter b'shas adachak. It's not a mitzvah. It's not that you should go out of your way to break up your matzah to make lechem mishnah on a prusa. And he has certain rayos, he has certain proofs.
Saying you shouldn't break up your lechem mishnah for a prusa?
That's right. The Rav Hai understands that it means if it presents itself that way, you could still do it.
How to present itself that way?
But let's say you open up your box of shots or matzah, and that's all you find.
Broken pieces.
Yeah. Or you only have enough.
It seemed to be before that we were saying that you dafka have to have prusa at the.
Yeah.
He's saying no, you don't need dafka.
That's right.
If it happens to be that.
That's
your
right.
Is,
that's right. That's what Rav Hai.
Huge, like,
that's what Rav Hai understands.
Nice.
Okay. Good. So listen to the Ran. The Ran says like this. Kasar Bein Haigon. Delo itmar ella behaviyo lafana psisin. If they actually brought you broken pieces, yes, we don't have it yet there. What's the matter?
Sounds familiar.
Well, he might mention it over there. right? If they brought you broken pieces, dumi the hasan kishavil fun of pisan hachanami bevil fun of prusa vekamar shehu rashai levarich al prusa. You may, you're allowed, you're entitled to treat the prusa as you normally would a whole loaf. Vekamar shehu rashai levarich al prusa avalim hevil fun of shleimin. But let's say they bring you two whole matzahs. So for you to drop an elbow on it to break it, right? That's not appropriate. That's not what the Gemara means, says Rav Haigon. If they brought you shleimim, shei rashai lifros ein lanu, that's not the pshat. Not the pshat that then you have the right to break it and then make hamotzi on broken pieces. The imishom didarshin on law milechem oni, because if you'll tell me it's the drasha of lechem oni, Rav Hai says that drasha of lechem oni is simply a heter. Lo itmar el l'rishus. Dumi dami amin parakeitza mevorchin hai kuba da ara nahamahu ve aldom yotzi by the chavasa pesach. He says, I'll show you elsewhere where the Gemara says, using the drasha of lechem oni, something that is questionable, this bread that's baked in the ground, a certain type of bread that's baked in the ground. The Gemara says you could treat it as bread and you can make hamotzi lechem in aretz on it, even though normally you wouldn't do that. Why? Oh, because lechem oni. Because on Pesach, we look at the model of lechem oni. What's lechem oni? Well, it could mean madaka shalni b'prusa, but maybe it also means that sometimes inferior bread will rise to the level of lechem. So he says, okay, Rav Hai says, that only means in a pinch that I could use this kuba da'ara and say it's nama, and you can go to the chavos of Pesach, because of lechem oni, but that's vada the rishus itmar. The lekalamim with the boiku with the arul mitzvah. No one's going to say go out and get that inferior, strange type of bread and use that as matzah. It's the rishus. If you have nothing better, that's what you could use. Now he picks up over here on our page. Aval achshav, but the Ran says, but even though we're very sensitive to Rav Hai, look at the minog. What's the minog? The minog is that we do go out of our way to break a matzah, like the Ritva said. Right? The Ran was aware of the same practice. But look what the Ran says. He says, so how do we get out of this problem? How do we get out of Rav Hai's problem? Rav Hai's problem is that you don't break matzah. Why would you do that? It's a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. So if you have two shleimim, you're about to make hamotzi lechem in aretz, what are you going to do? Are you going to break them? Like the Rambam?
So how do you fulfill your obligation of your chovah?
Whoa, slow down. So he says, what do we do? Makdim leprusa, kodem ha'agadah. When should you break it? The beginning of the Seder. And then what? Kadesha b'shas hamotzi yimtze'ena kishihi prusa. What does this mean?
So then we're saying that he holds up this prusa. Just, it makes no sense to do it if you have two shlemos pieces at motzi matzah.
Right.
Therefore, you should be doing it before magid.
What does that help? So the Ran is saying, like Daniel's saying correctly, the Ran is saying, the reason why you go out of your way to break it at the beginning is nothing to do with, like the Ritva said, and Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, has nothing to do with Magid. You're not breaking it because of Magid. You're not breaking it because of Halach Manya. You're breaking it for another reason. You're breaking it because it's not proper to break it later. What would you be losing if you broke it later?
It would be like a bizillion.
Well, more than a bizillion. You'd be losing out on something. What would you be losing out?
Of having two shlemos.
You're losing out on somehow Lechem Mishnah. You have Lechem Mishnah now. You're about to make a motzi lechem menorahs and you go like that?
Yep.
So now what did you do? A second ago you were in a position to make a motzi lechem menorahs and lechem mishnah like every Shabbos and Yom Tov, which you're supposed to do. Right? That's ideal. To make a motzi lechem menorahs on lechem mishnah is ideal. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Mishnah means two?
Lechem mishnah is two, but generally we understand it means two whole loaves.
Yeah.
Shleimim. Mishnah means two. But shleimim is always what we look for. You always want to have a whole roll, whole loaf. Even when you don't use lechem mishnah, I mentioned yesterday, it's better to make a motzi lechem in aretz on a shleima than it is on a prusa. If I have the option of making I'm just throwing this out for your consideration.
Bagel.
I'm going to give you another example. A lot of times you go to a restaurant and they put out little bits of rye bread, and you're going to wash and you come back to your table and you're going to have your sandwich, and you have a whole big piece. My humble opinion, unless there's a very good reason why you need those little pieces, maybe because it's a very far walk back to your table, or you're going to be masik in the middle, better not to do that.
Yeah.
It's better not to do that. We ask them to bring, give you a piece of bread.
They don't do that, though.
Yeah. They do. If you ask for bread, most of it, I know what goes on.
Right, yeah.
So the Ran seems to... He seems to be endeavoring to solve a problem, but he doesn't really explain how his solution is really a solution. What's the problem? The problem is that Rav Hai Golan says you shouldn't break matzah.
He's not saying that. So you should break matzah, just not able to.
Rav Hai says you shouldn't break matzah. And we want to be sensitive to it. We were concerned about Rav Hai. Rav Hai says you only could use a prusa if that's what you have. So he says, you know what we'll do? We'll break it 2 hours early. So then when we get to motzi matzah, we have it. We're not breaking it now. So how does that help? You broke it already.
Right, you're still breaking it. Why, what's the difference between breaking it a mag and bringing it a matzah?
Good.
Because there's time.
Just because there's time.
You're still breaking it.
Calm down.
Making two shalim mitznos. It's like,
right.
Well, that's one thing.
Nacham teshal Torah.
Like, this is the way Chavrusa said. Right. Not like, you're not trying to attack. I'm trying
right.
to, you know.
Well, trying to clarify.
Yeah.
You could also talk about magid. You can claim that it can still be used for magid.
Well, that's what we're saying. That's what,
no, but he doesn't say that. He's specifically saying the reason why you do it now is so that we get out of this problem. Meaning, let me phrase it differently. Saying if we would do it right now, right before our motzi,
yep.
that's a problem.
Yep.
That's Rav Hai's problem. You don't do that. But if you do it earlier, right?
Yep.
Let me ask you a different question. Forget about magid. Let's say I purposely did this the day before. Let's say I buy my matzah the day before, and then I take some matzah and I break it up, and also kind of use this. I had shleiman. Why would I pass up the opportunity to use shleiman to use a prusa?
Right. How does
that solve the problem?
What's the difference if you do it 3 days before or right or directly before?
Right.
Is there a difference?
This is before the mitzvah even came about, before Pesach even.
Good. And
if it were a day before.
And therefore what?
And therefore your shnai lechem probably isn't a heel yet or something.
And therefore, what do I have now?
You just have prusas.
According to the Ran, what do I have now when I actually take the 1.5?
I have Lecha Mishnah, according to the Ran.
I have Lecha Mishnah, right? But let's say I would break it right before Hamotzi.
I don't. I just killed my Lecha Mishnah.
That's right.
But it's weird, though. It's a big loophole.
Take a look at the next page. Next page is from the Netziv. This is a famous, famous Netziv.
Why is it? But I see if you do it before Pesach arises, because then the mitzvahs don't even...
He's saying you don't even have to do that. He's saying you could even do it before the Magid.
But how come?
Huh?
How come you can do it?
Okay, let's take a look. The Netziv was bothered by a number of issues relating to the definition of lechem. Okay? Now, take a look at what he writes over here, and I think we could use this to explain this Ran. The Ran doesn't speak this out, but it's clear that they're thinking along the same lines. So, would someone want to read that last paragraph? Lachin nir la niyastaiti? You want to give it a try?
What is it, lachin?
Nir la niyastaiti.
Oh.
That's it, you're out? Okay.
Lanias?
Hey, we say peace to Krasna.
He's out there.
Lanias daiti?
What?
Lanias.
Lanias daiti, yeah. Lanias daiti. Anius.
Where is this? Where are we?
Page 2.
Okay.
Okay. Again, the Ran is difficult. The Ran is trying to satisfy Rabbeinu Haigon's concern, but still explain the minhag somehow. So he says, okay, we're really sensitive to Rav Hai Golan, and that's why we break our matzah all the way at the beginning. See, the Ritva asked his Rebbeim, hey, why do we break the matzah at the beginning? They told him it's because we're going to say Halach Ma'anya. Okay. Beis Yosef says that's one answer that we find in the Kolbo and we find in the Rukeyach. Then he gave another reason, that it's to get the kids to ask questions. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said it's because also we need to do this for Sipur, but because we need to have matzah with which we could be yotze the mitzvah. The Ran saying, no. You know why we do this? So we don't do it 2 hours later.
But it doesn't make sense.
I'm agreeing with you that it needs to be explained.
All right.
So look at what the Netziv writes in the Meshiv Davar. This is Meshiv Davar, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chafal.
Lachan Mira Le'anian Staiti. Chalek.
Stop.
So the ikur in this case,
ikur in general, when it comes to lechem, when it comes to defining lechem and defining whole lechem, it depends upon how it presents itself at the time you're going to eat.
So if I happen to get anything,
let's keep reading before you jump on me.
Yeah, where are we chilling?
Very quick. Look, shops. I bought a roll of a package of two.
Right.
One, I have one and 1.5 for some odd reason.
That's right.
It seems that would account to as a
right.
whole.
That's right.
Interesting.
Nice. That's right.
You're doing something new every day.
Listen, I'm not saying everyone agrees with this mahalach, but according to Netziv, that's correct.
Where are we chilling? Where's the
Netziv? In the second paragraph.
How far
back? Right
we're
at the beginning. Right at the beginning of the second paragraph.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Imba. He's going to speak it out. Fear's eyes.
Imba. Let's say
you opened up your bag right before you're going to make hamotzi. Right? Or right before you're going to sit down to your meal. You take out your one roll and one that you found is a little bit lacking, misshapen, right? So, in Balafan Yerushalayim, O Afilu Paros, im Nifras v'Niktan Mikamusa, but now you go ahead and you break one of those further, right? You break one of those further, Mikri Chaser. Now it's first called Chaser. Let's say you only have one. Let's say you only have one and you say, you know, I'm going to break it into two.
No.
Now, instead of having two, you have two that are lacking. You don't have two.
No, we just said if you have one.
If it came out of the bag, I'm saying, now you don't even have one hole.
Right. You two have.
Right. You're worse off than you were before.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But let's say you open up the bag and that's what's in there. Two misshapen rolls. Two rolls that look like they're chaser. Right? That's okay. That's called lechem. That is the lechem. Afagav.
Im
tchila haya bal lefaneinu lechem katan kaze.
How do they do that? Oh.
Haya?
Yeah.
I mean, why they abbreviate haya?
I mean,
for the
little
one
thing,
one.
Just put another letter. Yeah, it's not like it's abbreviating like another 10 letters.
I don't know. Sometimes, I can't tell you.
What do I say from it? Haya bal lefaneinu lechem katan. Because how hard lachem shapir, right? So this little piece that you just made small.
If it would have started out that way,
it would be lachem shapir.
That would be lachem. That's right. That would be lachem. Even if it's not whole. Even if in reality it's porous, it's a slice of bread, right? You want to sit down to eat now. What do you have? You have a slice of bread. You have two slices. That's lechem mishnah, according to this. But let's say you have a whole loaf, and right before you sit down to wash, you're going to slice it into pieces, and you're going to use two slices. That's it. Now you're lacking.
Yeah, you got zilch.
Follow?
Yeah. You just dug yourself a hole.
Yeah, you shot yourself in the foot. All right? Aval kevon shenifros, but now... Third line. You hear that?
Changed?
Yeah. In other words, if you change it now, right before you're going to eat, you're ruining it. You know, you're lacking in lechem now. It's chaser. But if it presented itself that way, even though in reality it wasn't shalim, that's still okay. That's still called shalim. Big chiddush.
I like it.
Right?
Big fan.
Ubahachi.
Where
is the all his questions that he discussed above are answered. Go ahead.
Lachmi
toda.
Lachmi toda. Kivash bishah shnape.
Shnefa.
Shnefa.
L'shem toda hayashalim mikri.
L'shem toda hayashalim mikri. Acharkach.
The pre-sasso. In other words, since it was baked a certain way for the purpose of the toda, when you break it later, that's called chaser.
So too he says,
you have a whole loaf, and now you're going to break it. That's not lechem mishnah. Right, you take a loaf, you say, okay, no lechem mishnah, no problem. I'll just chop this thing in half, and then I'll have two halves. No, not good. That's it, chaser, you're lacking in the lechem. Okay. Should at least have a whole. If you don't have lechem mishnah, come shal shudas, at least have a shalim. Don't take a roll and break it into two halves.
What's mahani mean?
Help. Doesn't mahani mean help?
It's not Hebrew, is it? It's Aramaic.
Mahani is Aramaic. Yeah. Kamen shabala fanein is shalim because it started out shalim. Im yifros. Lo mahani midi the chaser mikri. It's not going to help because now you made a chaser. Aval in bol of fall of poros. Right? Let's say you're the last guy to the table. Come shalosha this time, you're the last guy at the table, and all you have is one roll and one
half a roll.
And one roll that was eaten from and one half a roll. Or you could use that for lechem mishnah.
Quartin tzif.
Quartin tzif.
Right.
Well, it's better than nothing. I mean, either way, you're going
to
make a motzi.
You have something to rely on. You have something to
rely on. Yeah, right. You're going to make a motzi anyway, even on one. You want to be able to lechem mishnah? Okay, so at least the quartin tzif, it's lechem mishnah.
You want to finish the 40 questions?
I'd like to, yeah.
No problem.
Question.
What's this comparable to?
Ulama, right?
Yeah. Umaf. It's No, it's ve. Vilama zehadavadom.
What is it similar to?
Lahad
isa bivavakamo.
Yeah, you know what? We could skip that for the moment.
Yeah, I'm down.
Because unless we go through that whole sugya, it's going to be a little bit confusing. We just bring a raya to other cases in halacha where the thing that's chaser, if that's the way it presents itself to begin with, that's the thing. In other words, it's not considered deficiency.
It's not is really Z
chaser is deficient.
Yeah.
Chaser means.
Let's keep reading.
Yeah.
Give him a chance. Get a guy to. Okay. Hachanami Shem Lechem Mikri Gam Prusa. A prusa could be called lechem. We don't say, "Oh, that's
we
a."
We skipped.
I skipped to the comma after the whole above the comma discussion. Achem nifchas mikamos shahaya.
Yeah.
But if you take away from the quantity that was there, then what?
Nifchas take away.
Nifchas to make pachos to make less
more,
to lessen. Azlo nikra shem lechem. In other words, lechem is what I started with. Now you took a piece away. Well, now you're lacking. V'lo od.
V'lo od. El afil balef anina prusa gedola.
I efshe lebatzo l'shnayim. That's why you have a big prusa. It's not a whole thing. It started out as a prusa and they're ready. Right? You have a half a loaf. You take a half a loaf. So that's a lechem right now.
Can't break it again. It's
to break it again, you're going to wind up with prusas. That's it. The kvar nechzer lachma. Right. He's going back to that case in. He's going back to that case in Lodakam. Mishim hachi. Mishim hachi shapir kasevat elsos bebrachos. It's Rosh Davis. Mishim hachi. Right?
Shmuchi, Shapir Kasvatosos Brachos Shamed. Shabbos Nachon Hachmer Levarach Kodem Shiachtoch.
You make the bracha before you cut into it. Make the bracha Motzachim Aretz before you actually cut into it. What's
my? I cringe on Shabbos. You know, your cringes. That's my biggest cringe.
Well, people do that.
I've seen. I know someone who he just during the Motzi he's making the bracha and he's cutting already. I'm talking about Yotze.
Yeah, you Yotze.
Oh, a question on that.
Yeah, let me just finish this and we'll take all the questions. I love questions. But the timing is important. Right? Nochem Lahachmir Lavarech. He used the Lashon Nochem Lahachmir also. You see that? Nochem Lahachmir makes it sound like there's room to.
Nochem
Lizar, right? Nochem Lahachmir Lavarech Kodem Shiachtoch. Shalom Yivza Kodem Shetichla Abracha. You want to make sure that the bread doesn't start to be separated, broken apart until after the bracha is finished. Until it's completed.
Until it's completed?
Yeah. Kevin de halechem balafanina shalim, because this bread started out as a whole big loaf. Vim yivtsa kodem, and if you'll break it before you make the bracha, or before you finish the bracha, sulo mikri lechem, kamosha bayarnu. Avmisha ein lechem shalim, shapir motzi levtsoa al beis prusos, lekayim lechem mishnah. You have no shalim. You have two slices. You could do that. That's lechem mishnah. V'zev vaday hamevi lefon av yishlo daktik lahavi shtei prusos v'lo shifos hamavarech la'atzmo.
But you have to
be presented that way. It has to be presented to you that way.
Right. So you like you said, you're in a shul. You find one roll and another guy through and a half. That's right. All that's left. So it's better to use a half roll and that full roll than to just use the full roll or just the half roll.
Yeah. Even two halves. You're saying. Even if all you find is two halves.
Right. But you can't. I was saying.
Eat from the full roll, right? If you have a full roll and a half roll,
you make the bracha. Yeah,
pre-broken.
Yeah,
then you see the
well. For our for the nitziv, that half is now whole.
So your kazayas could come from the half. And it would
be I don't see why it would make a difference.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, we're taking questions.
taking questions in another minute. V'chein kad daikas besudas chosencha zekeinecha.
Was it Hussein?
Chosencha zekeinecha, your saged father-in-law.
Chosanecha? Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. It's chosani zekeinecha. Because you see at the beginning, he says, Mash sha'alta odos haminag v'veis chosani zekeinecha.
My father-in-law?
Hagaon mohariza tzal.
Is it my father-in-law?
Yeah, my father-in-law, your grandfather. He's writing to his son. He's writing to his son about what he witnessed, apparently, in the home of his maternal grandfather.
Why is it maternal?
Because he's saying it's my father-in-law.
Oh, father-in-law, right.
Your grandfather. Okay?
Okay.
Lo paras harav lefonov ela me'asher motzah shtei prusos nasan lo. He didn't break it up. He had two prusos. That's good lechem mishnah. Al pizeh nicha masha machzim hamatzah. Now it comes full circle.
So
what now it comes out good.
Nicha appears.
Nicha, it's good. Like nichalei, lo nichalei. It's good. It's not good.
Wait, what did we just say? What was this thing before?
So
full circle smack.
Now I'm about. I didn't get to the smack part.
Besides.
So he says now it comes full circle. How so? Because he says it's nicha, it's good. Machshem machtsim hamatzah lefnei hagada. Now it makes sense the practice that we have to split the matzah when before the hagada dafka. Kedesh lo yehi bol lefon of lechol bishleimos ukeshe yifros lo yikayim lechem mishna. What would happen according to this approach if you'll wait and break the matzah right before motzei lechem aretz? You're losing out lechem mishna.
No chiddush there.
You learn Lacha Mishnah. So if you break it before, right, and now there's Magid in the middle, apparently that's considered enough of a separate event so that now when I'm ready to sit down and eat, this is Balafonov. This is the way it presents. It presents as 1.5 broken matzahs. So now I could call that Lacha Mishnah. So whereas the Rav has to explain that the Rambam redefines Lacha Mishnah on Pesach. He redefines lechem mishnah to include a lechem oni, specifically a prusa, a broken matzah. The Ran is saying, if we're going to use this approach to explain the Ran, no, I have lechem mishnah. I have real, true lechem mishnah. How do I ensure that? I do it at the beginning so that I avoid this problem of Rav Haigam. And I'm going to use the Netziv's Mahalach to say that Bol Lefonov tells me what's called lechem. How is it Bol Lefonov? Did it come to him as paras? Well, that's lechem. That's lechem mishnah. So if I break it right before a motzi, now I'm doing something that looks strange and it's inappropriate. Because I had shleimim and now I ruined my shleimim. Right? Ukisha yifros lo yikayim lechem mishnah lakach. Machzim lefnei hagada. V'achakach kishabo lechol nimtso shiprusa.
It's pretty crazy, no?
Zechidosh.
It's an awful chiddush.
Awful?
What it seems to be implying.
Well, the Ran says this also. I mean, the Ran is saying, okay. Essentially saying this. That you get out of the highest problem by breaking it earlier.
So what I'm saying, essentially what I'm saying is, I forgot how to say this. Let's say on Thursday, right? Shabbos. On Thursday, I get, my rolls for Shabbos, and then decide to split all of them in half.
What?
So this way, when once Shabbos comes,
in a chanami, that you're right. According to this, might be okay.
That's craziness.
I'm not saying you should do lechachila.
It's huge chiddush,
right?
Yeah. So I like the saying chiddush doesn't. That's what it seems to be implying. It's a crazy chiddush.
In a chanami,
halachically it's true.
That's right.
In a chanami it doesn't make it.
Okay. What?
You're right. I'm right. Yeah.
I would say
in
a chanami
it means I'm
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I would say it's right. It's true. It might not be necessary to rely on this mahalach of the Netziv if you have, whole.
I'm gonna pass like the Netziv for now. I'm feeling it. It's nice. I'm thinking how much food you can save.
Okay,
you had a question?
Yeah, I did. But yeah. Let me finish copying down this note. And then I'll...
Okay, I can't wait.
What?
goes around, comes around. Everything comes around, goes around.
What would you forget? You're right.
No,
what?
Never.
What did I miss?
No. I waited.
He had a question. I said we have to finish. Now he, I don't know what he's getting back at me or something.
You forgot the question.
I'm just trying to write down my notes here. No, I have a question.